If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Cool. Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Today I've got my wonderful guest here. I'm going to actually take my belt off and relax. Last time I did this, we weren't relaxed. I kept the belt on. But today we've got a wonderful topic. It's probably, this one's called about energy. And it's important to know about energy in life. And are we depleted? How do we protect our energy in life? We need that so important because we want to be vibrational on a high frequency. We want to stay on top because there are different level of energy frequencies or emotional frequencies. Emotion is an energy. And we want to stay on top of those. We've got to be aware of what's happening and why is it happening. Yeah. Especially so today we're going to talk about the topic we've discussed here. And my guest speaker is Aya Hart, and she will tell us about everything. So please introduce Rahat.
Hi, I'm Rahat.
Mm-hmm. So tell me more about the thing we're going to be talking about together will be embrace your energy,
yeah.
And free your soul. How's that?
Mm.
Embrace your energy, free your soul. What does that mean to you?
I think to embrace your energy means, mm-hmm. First and foremost, that you have to be okay with who you are. Yourself, and to first embrace your energy and also what it makes up of. I think we discussed before,
yeah,
that your energy is often the same as everyone else around you.
To say that again, because I don't think people get that. It's hard for them to comprehend that, because in this world we're made believe that everything is separate. You know, you're looking at us on the screen, you're looking at your friends, family, mm-hmm. and you think you are separate to them.
Yeah.
But the truth is, you're not. You're not. So I want to talk to that. I want to talk to the idea that we are not really separate. And you mentioned earlier, right? You said a lot of people are having a bit of a hard time to think they're alone. Anxiety is when people think, most of the time they convince themselves that they think they're alone. Can we talk to that?
I think one of the most dangerous parts of anxiety is the alienating yourself from society that it can do, where it will essentially tell you either no one wants you around or you have to be by yourself. And that's why you're safe. So you alienate yourself from other people because being around them maybe makes you anxious. And
yes.
You think, if I'm by myself, then that will help. Whereas in reality, actually talking to people, and I think,
Connecting,
yeah, connecting with one another, that's actually what helps you come out of that, dangerous loop of just being stuck in your own thoughts. And then when you can understand that everyone around you is, part of the same thing,
We are one.
yeah, then it's a lot easier to go up to them rather than thinking of them as separate people who will judge you or make you feel bad, when in reality you're sort of doing it to yourself.
Let's go. Let's go. Yeah, let's go talk to the word called judging. What does that? Why do we believe that people are judging us? I mean, when did we learn that? How did we learn that? That was like, I mean, last few topics we talked about was biased. Bias. These are called bias we stack on beliefs. Yeah, or something's happened to us, didn't understand it. We felt shitty energy, because there was a conflict, and that creates bias, which means a collection of past events and circumstances, right? And it's the environments that cause us anxiety. Let's talk on that a bit. The judgments. I mean, just show me a few, share a few words on why you think people take it hard when they feel that, especially people with anxiety. They just don't want to be judged. Like, I think what you said earlier is brilliant,
Yeah, I think I'm not sure exactly where judgment fully starts. I think probably just from noticing, I feel like humans can inherently judge as a way of sort of a safety mechanism to judge other people, and you think you're safe from that. And then because we tend to do it ourselves, we think everyone else around us is doing the same to us, and we're like therefore scared of that. And I think potentially in childhood, if you grow up with parents who are also quite judgmental, then that's also obviously an influence on you.
It's amazing. I really like the idea that, look, all that has made us feel alone, right? And there's a lot of people suffering anxiety. If anyone gets this and they're feeling that, let me tell you that you're not alone. And what and also, let's give more focus on judging. When we actually judge somebody, we can actually judge them by dropping them down, put them into a pit with, like, go with negative. Or if we're actually putting someone up on the pedestal, all right? We love what they do. Actually, that's taking energy away from us, because it's all about, at the end of the day, how much energy do you have? And if you judge someone, you're not operating from the heart, right? End of the day, these thoughts go out, thoughts and words that you say or think go out in the universe, go out beyond our vision, beyond our concept of mental concept or mental conscripts. So it goes out, and then it fragmentations occur. Like, you imagine like a bomb going off, and it all splurts, and all these little shrapnel's going somewhere in the universe, trying to land and connect. It's like it's got its own heat sensors, like the warheads. They're looking for certain things to hit because of the. Anyway, eventually they'll find something to in through measurements and calculations and whatnot to find their target. So if you can imagine just like fragmentations of thought going out in the ether, out in space, out everywhere, universe, somewhere beyond we can't even conceptualize. But eventually it finds its target, and that target is that person that you thought about. And when it does hit, right, what actually happens is that it actually hurts ourselves, because when it fragmentates, you actually, when you give a judgment out, all right, or when you've been judged, well, it goes the other way. Actually, you hurt ourselves, because if we're one, right, which means it's taken a part of a piece of our heart away, it's hurt our own hearts. So this is the reason it's important to know that on energy work, every time we need to stop ourselves. We need to stop ourselves from judging. If you can create that habit, not only judging others, but judging yourself, right? Judging the insecure, like you mentioned earlier about insecurities. You want to add on to that? Because that was really brilliant what you said here. And I said, yeah, I'm writing that down, because that's hitting the insecurities when we judge
I mean, I think
or judge others.
insecurities, I think insecurities can be sort of a vicious cycle because a lot of them start from other people in putting judgments onto you, and therefore that impacts you and something maybe that you didn't think about before, like how, a particular feature of your body looks like. Now you're insecure about that, and now you're thinking about that. And then as you grow, you then start to make judgments on other people's insecurities, and you know, maybe they're not insecurities before. And it's sort of just an endless cycle of people attacking different parts of each other, and
That's
then now we
right.
feel like we have to protect those parts, so we hide from
Okay.
people.
There's insecurities, the comparisons of life. We don't need it. We're beautiful who we are. Just imagine us being all together. Yeah? We're all the same. We're all in the same spirit. We're all the same energy. It's hard to comprehend, but it's actually ease. And if you can just get around that, anyone that's listening here, then get around that and live with that for a while and then measure. And then try to measure or try to, what's the word, calculate or calculate the energy levels in you. And you stop judging or even stop yourself judging for 1, 2 days, maybe three, congratulations. And try that as an exercise to be able to judge less and see how much energy in your life, energy span you have for the rest of your day. This is a big thing because I mean, whether you know it or not, you've already sent out little rockets and they're landing and they'll blow up and they'll fragment and, you know, they will attach to things that you said earlier. But I think with forgiveness, they forgive ourselves for even sending out those little thought rockets out there, their mind rockets, whatever you want to call them, fragmentations of thoughts and words. I think maybe we can stop them from flying, hitting. The bottom line is you're only going to hit yourself. So in anxiety, people are really distorted and they've got a lot of little mental rockets flying everywhere. Yeah. They're forever shooting stuff and especially shooting themselves and depleting themselves of energy by just having that excited, ununderstood energy dispersion. Right. It's very scientific. It's, you know, we're evolving. The human race is evolving. We're studying, we're getting to know more about anatomics and all sorts of things we're using. What's another word for it? Doesn't matter. I think we said enough. There is another word. There's another word. Quantum physics. There we go. Quantum physics came to me, right? Took time. Had to do the full loop then, but it took time. It's cool. Let's see. What else can we talk to? What about clarity? You mentioned clarity, burdened. We feel burdened. We're not, when we're separated from something, we don't have the clarity. I love what you said earlier, so I'll use your words because I underlined that. And then I'll be having a preparing for the chat. I love it. So summarizing it, we are one. You are not alone. All right. There's no such thing. Don't feel like you're separated. If you do, then you know you don't feel the connections or we don't feel connected. We're away from feeling the one. We're made, the human design is made to feel separate. If we want more clarity, and we don't want to feel the burden, so we need to feel this connection, save our energy level. No, that's all I have, and there's much, much, much more. This is just one segment on embrace your energy, free your soul. Any parting comments there from you? Anything that you've has come up and gave you like, oh wow, a wow factor for you?
I think the main key message is to sort of recognize when we're doing it to other people as well, and then sort of understand, like, I know how this impacts me. If I'm that person, then I don't want this to be happening, right? And then maybe once we start holding ourselves accountable and stopping ourselves from doing that, it becomes a lot easier to stop, you know, to like for other people to also follow in your footsteps in that way.
Beautiful. Rahat, you got a very special name. With the first time I met you, I knew there was something special. We're all special, but you've been gifted with the name Rahat. Now, what exactly does that mean?
It means comfort.
Beautiful. Look at that. I feel comfort already. And I think anyone that's listening to this podcast will straight away reach in, you know, tap into your energetic field and there you go. You're feeling comfort. I feel we do that because the topic was just beautiful and thank you for, you know, putting out this, and I'm sure it's going to land somewhere, you know, in fragmentation and thought, in a nice way, right? In a nice way. So, We can go the other way, but we're just generating nice energy and creating comfort. So from me and Rahat, and thank you for coming and join us on this episode. And if you feel like this episode can be shared, it's with someone that you need to know is actually working on energy work or actually working on themselves just to have more energy in life, by all means, subscribe and pass it on. And till next episode, this is Nick Jensen here in Realistic Health and Anxiety, and my guest. Ciao. Good. Lovely. Cool. Wow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.